is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for joining us. During his campaign for president, President Joe Biden talked about changing a lot of things. One thing he made sure to prioritize was his desire to invest more in care work. In the summer of 2020, Biden said he wanted the United States to commit $775 billion to expand access for caregiving and lower its cost. Well, he wasn't able to do that, as many of the things in his Build Back Better plan got refashioned or just cut out, really, in the Inflation Reduction Act. But that doesn't mean that Biden has left care work off his agenda altogether. Last month, he signed an executive order that includes more than 50 directives to many cabinet-level agencies to expand access to affordable care and provide care workers more support. Locally, there are a number of people who have been pushing for more care work investment. To talk about that, we've got Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib here. She is a representative of Michigan's 12th District. She founded the Mama's Congressional Caucus. Rashida, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Danielle Atkinson. She is the founding director of Mothering Justice, which advocates for mothers of color to influence policy on behalf of themselves and their families. We are still trying to connect, I guess, with Danielle, but we do have Rashida here. So, Congresswoman, tell us a little about why you originally started the Mama's Congressional Caucus and what its platform is. What are the policies that support care workers?
Well, Congressional Mama's Caucus was created in July 2022. It was really a way to kind of respond to the fact that we did not get access to paid leave, child care, a number of those issues that you talked about. If anything, during the pandemic exposed just how broken those safety nets were, or that they didn't exist at all for mothers in our country. And so, you know, we always hear right in the halls of Congress, constant conversation around policy, about mothers that impact mothers, but it's not done with mothers. And so the Congressional Mamas Caucus came with the partnership Mothering Justice. I mean, this is a national organization that's headquartered in Michigan, who has been fighting for paid leave at the state level, nationally with other organizations and coalitions. I just know that, you know, we are one of the only major nations in the world that does not offer a single day of paid family and medical leave. More than 30 million workers in our country, 67% of them are low-wage workers, again, don't have a single paid leave day. And that's really impacting the quality of life for our families and their ability to thrive. And so the Congressional Mama's Caucus is making sure that, again, this care economy and these issues that Build Back Better did try to address is still at the forefront and still debated, as they're talking about economic justice and a number of other issues in Congress.
Yeah. You and I have talked several times about your concerns about the compromises that were made to get the Inflation Reduction Act passed, and the things that were in Build Back Better that wouldn't be part of that compromise. You warned everyone up front that these things just probably wouldn't happen. It's got to be a little frustrating, at least on your part, that you're still having to make that point. But talk about how the president and the party, the Democratic Party, have broadly done more in your view to get more support for mothers and parents. Are there some victories that we can point to at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I know it expired, but the child tax credit was such an incredibly important anti-poverty, mm-hmm. really economic justice tool. It worked so well. People are still studying the impact, the really long, meaningful impact on our children and families, especially mothers that are, have a number of kids that, again, are struggling to be above poverty or struggling, again, as working class families in our country. And so child tax credit was such a great, again, tool. If anything, showed just how successful the federal government can be in really addressing some of these root causes of poverty and to really, again, help every child thrive right at the beginning of birth. And so, you know, this is extension of that work. You know, I'm incredibly proud that at least the president is not waiting for Congress to act, that he decided to do the executive order. And this executive order addresses, you know, issues around child care, paid family, medical leave, even reproductive justice, and so many other things that are, again, impacting our families. And we're having a briefing this this week with the Democratic Women's Caucus. We're jointly doing it with the Congressional Mamas Caucus to talk to folks right at the front line that are working with President Biden on the implementation of executive orders. It doesn't go far enough. We know that. But at least I think it is very clear that the Biden administration finds this, incredibly helpful. We know that so many women haven't actually gone back to work because of the cost of childcare and so forth. And, it's important to say this, Stephen, this is just my mom hat right now. The fact that people found the money to open up our schools. I mean, they just said, got to open up the schools because we didn't have childcare. They had to get people back to work. Mm-hmm. They found the resources and the money to do that. But when it comes to the fact that right now, I mean, the cost of raising a child in our country are among the highest in the world, and that that our policies and social safety nets too often leave behind families, especially families of color, families, working class families that are in my district, that all of a sudden we're talking about where we're going to find the resources. I just don't think we have an option anymore. We have to do more in regards to supporting mothers in our country.
Yeah. We're talking about care work, expanding care work, more support for care work with Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who represents Michigan's 12th district in Congress. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call. Let us know what it's like as a caregiver right now. How hard is it for you to try to provide care for your family? What kinds of supports would make your life easier? What do you make of things like paid family leave policies and the expanded child tax credit? What other things do you think the government should be doing? 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we'll work you into the conversation. Rashida, I want to talk about what other things you think might even be possible, given that Democrats no longer control both houses in Congress. What are the things you think are maybe within reach?
I know it's, for some don't feel like it's in reach, but I do think the End Child Poverty Act that I introduced, that I know the Mamas Caucus has been really centering some of our work on, it's a transformative bill that would replace the child tax credit and the child provisions and the earned income tax credit. Both of these are so critical for our families, but they're not always working the way they were intended. And so the End Child Poverty Act would be a universal child benefit of, close to $400 per month per child right at birth. It's estimated that, right now, People's Policy Project show that legislation would cut child poverty by 64% and cut deep child poverty by 70%, which is really important because we don't talk about the deep poverty numbers that continue to come through. And so I truly feel like we need to revive, really the bipartisanship we saw years ago in trying to end child poverty in our country. I mean, if you look at the earned income tax credit, it was both Republicans and Democrats that came together to do that. I think we're losing sight of that. And I know there are colleagues that understand if we don't invest in our children early on at the beginning, we end up paying double or triple the cost, not only for our society and our communities in the long run, but really just, as a society, we just continue to fail over and over again and not making sure that our families have the access to thrive. And so those are one thing, but I can tell you implementation matters. And so, Stephen, you saw the number of bills from the American Rescue Plan to the fact that we've introduced the Inflation Reduction Act. All of these have a number of policies. Yes, some focus on climate and so forth, but it can be very powerful to make sure that it's equitable in a way that it's accessible. Like, some folks came to me and said, hey, we got all this money coming in on broadband internet. We got all this money coming in to deal with climate justice, but, are we centering around the needs of mothers in our country? I don't think people understand we can really be thoughtful and very meaningful in how we make sure that it's hitting the community. So if it's within the school system that we're doing climate justice work or fighting for, breathe clean air or clean water, a number of things. But implementation matters. So we got to make sure that it's hitting the ground in a way that touches people's lives immediately. And that's the problem, I hear this from the Congressional Mamas Caucus, especially folks that work within Mothering Justice. They always get studied. That's the first thing. Let's create a task force. Let's get studied. They've been studied enough. We know what the issues are. We just want to get to the point where now we have the resources and funds. How do we do it through the lens of a mother? Mm-hmm. How do we do it in a way that, again, I think would be very impactful for generations to come?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here quickly. Joe in Rochester Hills. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steven.
Hey.
How you doing, too?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, I just, for my 90-year-old mother, and I also have some other family things that I take care of that need additional care, and it's quite consuming, to say the least. But I manage pretty well. But I've reached out to try to get resources, you know, physical as well as financial, and it's almost non-existent right now. And there's the acknowledgement of family, taking care of family, from a financial credit perspective, or even, you know, just outright financial assistance. I haven't found it. And it's hard to get to, and I'm, you know, I'm not wealthy, but, you know, I'm okay, middle class, A. But I can imagine people that might have less resources than me. I mean, it's sure. Got to be just unbelievable.
Yeah. Joe, I really appreciate the call, and I don't want to cut you off, but we're going to run out of time, and I do want to give Congresswoman Tlaib a chance to respond to that. We hear these stories all the time, Rashida, mm-hmm. about people who are really struggling to find yeah. support when you have to care for someone in your family. I've only got about 30 seconds left, but go ahead.
Yeah, just Joe, every time we bring up their issue around child care and just care economy, long-term care and taking care of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, it constantly comes up. Because guess what? Mothers are literally, the mamas in our country are the ones paying the toll of, again, not having that safety net to take care of our family. So know that it is always at the forefront when we have these conversations within the Congressional Mamas Caucus.
Yeah. Okay, Rashida Tlaib, always great to have you here on Detroit Today. And we hope you, of course, have more success getting more of this done in Congress. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And I want to apologize to Daniel Atkinson, who is the founding director of Mothering Justice. We were unable to connect with her quite in time for her to be on the show, but we will have her back sometime soon. That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow, and we're going to have more great programming for you here on Detroit Today. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.